Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back. Sam Crowley to the Everyday Saturday podcast. The mobile mic has been found. It's been located. Wouldn't you believe, man, of all the places, of all the crazy places it was in my car, in the console, right where I always put it. I don't know how I missed it, though. I could have sworn that I searched high, low, north, south, east, and west, all over the place. So I apologize for Friday's audio quality. It actually wasn't that bad. I mean, come on, man. It's spoiled a little bit with a great microphone. But, you know, I found it. So here we are, back and better than ever. Day 8 with whatever I got working in Southwest Ohio. It's not allergies, but I think it's a cross between. And I'm not complaining. And, boy, do I hate people that get on a microphone and complain. Bah! But just letting you know, trying to work this thing out. You know, lungs, head cold, whatever's going on. Anyway, so enough about me. This is all about you. Okay. McDonald's. You ever thought about McDonald's? I think about McDonald's a lot. I never eat there. I get coffee there, but I never eat there. Take my kids through there. And I'll tell you why I take my kids through there. And that's the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. And it's also a real eye opener. When I went through a real estate boot camp, I never knew the biggest eye opening fact. You may know this, but it's crazy. This floored me. Like, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I learned this at the real estate boot camp I went to back in 2002, the one that changed my life. And I'll tell you why it changed my life, because it got me thinking like an entrepreneur. It's where the guy, you hear my podcast, I talk about this all the time, but man, the guy's like, hey, you got to read these books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. And so I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad that weekend during the actual event. The event was here in Cincinnati. It was a three-day real estate intensive. It was like $1,000 to go. So yeah. I tell the story all the time, man. I was that guy in the front row that went to the cattle call on the Wednesday night in the rain in April of 2002. I'm like, oh, my God, they're offering me a tuition assistance for when they come back to Cincinnati. And I'm instead of $10,900, they're knocking $10,000 off it. And I can bring a friend for only $1,000 or something like that. And I literally ran to the back of the room to buy it. But the really eye-opening thing that was explained to me about McDonald's from this instructor. He said, how many of you think McDonald's is in the hamburger business? And I raised my hand. Of course they're in the hamburger business. And I wasn't the only one that raised my hand, because you kind of knew it was a trick question. I mean, of course, how many people think McDonald's in it? I mean, I already know it's not going to be the answer you think it is. But hey, I raised my hand. You know another thing that made that weekend so magical? I was all in, man. I was all in. I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was walking the walk, talking the talk. Like, I made the decision. I'll never forget. I took Friday off work. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I made the decision Thursday night that I was going all in on this thing. Like, I'm not saying financially. I mean, just whatever they were teaching, I wasn't going to question anything. And I used to walk around with this yellow legal pad. And whenever I went to a conference or a seminar for work, or whatever, I would fill up notes on this legal pad. So before I left work Thursday, I went into the supply cabinet because, you know, I didn't want to spend 99 cents myself and go get one at Office Max. So I got a couple of yellow legal pads out of the supply cabinet and put them in my briefcase. And that's what I went there with Friday. Would you know, man, I filled up like 10 or 11 pages before the first day was even over, you know? Why? Because I wanted change so desperately in my life. I did not want to be an employee forever. I kept thinking to myself, this sucks, man. And I was just like, God, there's got to be a better way. And so what makes any event great? Like, people buy products on the internet like, ah, that wasn't that good. Well, a lot of it is how you show up. Wouldn't you agree with that? Like, if you show up completely open to learning without any prejudice, without any prejudging anything, and you show up just to learn a concept, whether it's social media marketing or how to be a speaker or how to build a business or wealth topics, you know, training, prosperity, whatever it is, you know, and you completely suspend all your prejudice and say, all right, I'm going in like I'm a five-year-old and I don't know anything, and just teach me. And I didn't go in there thinking, well, I've read about real estate a little bit. Nothing. Nope. Whatever you're telling me, I treat as gospel. That's it. Now, that's a little dangerous because, especially at the end of the seminar, when they ask you to buy stuff and you got your credit card there and you're treating them like, you know, somebody sitting at the right hand of God. But I stopped just short of that. But I went in 100% ready to buy in. So when he's like, hey, how many of you people believe that McDonald's is in the hamburger business? I shot my hand in the air like I, you know, like a four-year-old kid wanting the gold star on his forehead in class. And he goes, you're wrong. I'm like, what? He goes, you're wrong. McDonald's is in the real estate business. I'm like, well, how is it? The hell are you talking? Now, even though I knew I was kind of setting myself up to look the fool, I'm like, what are you talking about? They're in the real estate. He goes, think about it, Sam. Because I shot my mouth out, like, what are you telling me? You know, I wanted that guy, a loud guy in class. I was that guy. But I paid, and I was all in, and that was my investment, and I was going to play full out. Okay, so I was loving it, man, because it was that kind of environment. It was like 25, 30 people just shout stuff out. Like, what do you mean they're not in the real estate? What do you mean they're in the real estate? But he goes, think about it, Sam. Isn't when you see McDonald's, don't they have the most valuable locations? Like, don't you see them on the busiest roads, right off the highways, you know, corner lots where all the traffic is? I'm like, oh, yeah. They're on Main Street in middle America, you know. I'm like, well, they're on Main Street in Bradford, PA, where I grew up, so that's true. Yeah, right. He goes, they are in the real estate business first, and they're in the food business second. Their most valuable assets is the real estate where the buildings are sitting on. Now, because of where the buildings are sitting, they get all that traffic too. I'm like, damn, what an amazing. And my mind just started thinking, see, I never thought of these concepts. And so when I train people and they're always like, well, Sam, everybody already knows. No, everybody doesn't already know that. I was 34 years old and I thought McDonald's was in the food business. And you might right now think that too. And you just say, oh, wow, yeah, it makes sense. Doesn't matter. All I'm saying is that don't assume when you're out there sharing information and you're out there teaching and training people, just because you know it and you've always known it, you've known it for a long time, and it's like second nature for you, even when it comes to teeth, you know, I did I tell you I got braces? I don't even know if I told you guys I got braces. Did I tell you that? Oh, my God. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you. 3 weeks ago, I needed a new mouth guard. Because I bit through mine. I think I did because I'm telling this story again. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you 1 minute. 3 weeks ago, I needed new braces. I need a new mouth guard. I go to my wife's orthodontist. She also is my kid's orthodontist. Everybody in my family has braces. And so I get fitted for the mouth guard. And she's like, okay, now let's talk about your teeth. I'm like, oh, here we go. She's like, you're going to lose them because they're all jacked up. That's not what she said, but they are. They're all. So anyway, I bought Invisalign, $6,000. And why did I buy Invisalign? I had no idea my teeth were jacked up. I mean, I got a mirror, of course. Okay, I know they're not completely straight. I didn't know that I was in danger of losing them. I didn't know that, you know, all the stuff that she told me. And what she does all day, every day, is educate people. And she wasn't selling me at all, by the way, which is even better. Shelly's awesome, Shelly Treader. And she wasn't selling me at all. She's just explaining to me. I'm like, I'm in. She goes, oh. Well, that was easy. I go, yeah, here's why I'm in. You tell me I need braces. You're an orthodontist. I need braces. Cool. I'm in. Where do I pay? So I got fitted for the Invisalign, and I think I get them next week. So if you ever see any photos of me online or whatever, I don't know if you'll be able to tell. Will you tell? Do you have Invisalign? Can you tell? I wanted the metal braces because I wanted to freak my kids out. Like, I wanted to be that guy at 50, soon to be 51 next month, rolling around with all the metal in my mouth. I thought that would have been cool. But then she's like, no, you're a speaker. You can't really do that. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So I thought it actually would have been better. So anyway, she's the orthodontist. She knows. You know what you know. You're the expert. You, listening to this podcast, you're an expert in something, okay? McDonald's is in the real estate business. I had no idea. Paid a guy $1,000 to tell me that at a seminar. And I was like, damn. My mind just completely shifted. Like, golly, what else don't I know that I need to know, you know? So that's what I'm asking you to find out from everybody. That here's the thing. I get on these calls. By the way, go to Launch with Sam. I forgot to mention that. God, we're 10 minutes in. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute call with me. I want to show you how to launch this thing the right way, this dream, this monetization plan that you got. Get out of the rat race. Get out right now. Escape. Or whatever. If you're not doing what you love to do, book your 30-minute call with me. Launchwithsam.com. But when people get on these calls, they're like, Sam, I don't know what it is I would talk about. Or I don't know exactly. And we start talking, and by the end of the call, they know exactly what they want to talk about. You know, they're like, oh my God, do you think there's a market for that? And whenever I hear somebody say that, I know they're in. Like, nah, all right, great. Now we're going to work together. Because when they start asking that, they're like me. You know, when I was at, do you really think so? Really? I can buy real estate? Oh my gosh, that's incredible. So don't think that just because you do this every day and you're in this world every day. I mean, I think it's amazing that people go to a job every day and they share the greatest information, but because they're in that silo with everybody else, like we all live in these little silos and we don't share information with anybody, but inside that building where you work every day, you're sharing million-dollar information, but it's not appreciated because everybody else already knows that information inside of your office as well. You get outside those four walls and you share that information. Now you're cooking with gas, baby. So don't assume that just because you know all this stuff backwards and forwards that nobody else does, you know, or that everybody else does. Because I promise you, when you get really and put yourself out there and get really excited about it, people will drive for miles around to watch you burn, baby, because you're fired up, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. So I was thinking about McDonald's because I go through there all the time. And the other thing about McDonald's, I don't ever expect to get a great meal there. Like, I don't expect, oh, I'm going to bite into that burger and it's going to just melt in my mouth. No. If I bite into that burger, I assume it's going to sit like a hockey puck in my stomach. It's just the way it is, you know? So, but you know what? It's always the same burger. It's always the same hockey puck that sits in my stomach. So I don't have any expectations. Isn't that genius? Like, McDonald's has set the expectation that you're not going to enjoy this food. Your kid is. Like, your kid's going to lap it up, you know, which is fine. But you're not. And that's the expectation. I just think all that stuff is genius. And if everybody just kind of operated like that, like, set the expectation properly. Not that you want to give away half-baked stuff, you know, like, this isn't good. It's like a hockey puck in your stomach, but no. But I'm just saying, quit thinking this stuff has to be like you got to build the Taj Mahal for people to come and take a look at it. It's not true. People find you interesting. Why? Because of your story. They find your story interesting. So if you frame the story the right way, you got the hook, you got the offer, you're in. It's just pretty simple, you know. My offer is, I'm the only guy out there like a doctor going door to door in the 1950s with his black bag building dreams for people. Everybody else wants to do a membership site, group coaching, which is great. No one else out there wants to work with anybody I want. Anybody else one-on-one? I will. I love it. I love working with people one-on-one. Nobody else wants to do it. Yay for me and yay for them, because you can look at any metrics. The success of you working one-on-one with a mentor versus trying to figure it out yourself or going through webinars and membership sites. Astronomical numbers success-wise working with somebody one-on-one who holds you accountable, creates the ideas with you, walks you right down the path you need to go, lets you know when the bridge is out ahead, you know? So figure out what it is that you want to do. And if you want to work with me, I would love it. I'd be honored. Go to launchwithsam.com, and we are back and better than ever on the mobile mic with the Everyday Saturday podcast. See you guys back here tomorrow. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.